and it's a powerful grass, more for grazing than it is for hay. And if you've got it straight, Ladina clover, why, your stalk's liable to bloat, your cattle liable to bloat on it. If you've sowed something else with it, they get some other grasses that don't bloat, they're not much apt to bloat. It'll kill them sometimes if they, if you've got straight Ladina clover. It's powerful, rich grass, makes lots of milk, puts lots of fat on stock. Well, that's a new thing. It's only been in here about 4, 5, 6 years. Red clover and Timothy has been in the country ever since I can remember. It's an old-time grass, awful good. It seeds, it will seed itself to some extent, but it lives over. It don't die out. It's it comes permanently, see, every year from the roots.
Do you have any low ground around here, around the streams, where you get cattails and willows and stuff?
No, we don't have that here. We have a lot of low land here, but and with little streams, but we don't have none of that cattail and stuff like that at all.
You call that anything special when it's...
That cattail?
Yeah.
I never did know any name for it, only cattail.
I was thinking more of the ground where that would grow, with standing water and...
More or less, that's what it is, stagnant water or something or other. It's a, we never have that in this country at all. Now, you know, back several years, way back when I was a boy, when you go down in a little further, but down here on these rivers, west of me here, they could hardly live. They'd chill and have malaria fever and stuff like that. Oh, a lot of it. And in later years, they've learned, you know, typhoid fever. Lots of typhoid back 20 years ago, 25 or 30 years ago. Now then, you hardly ever hear of a case of that.